This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Irish beef stew.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, chill it out for a second.
16 freaking million.
I'm going to ask you to tone it down for a second because I said I was getting angry, but now you're getting a little heated.
Beef brisket.
Get off it.
Roast beef.
No. I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't tell me. I watch the damn game.
Mongolian beef.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable to talk about this stuff.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef.
Where's the beef?
It's what's for dinner.
Ah, yes, time to go around the beef, and we've got 3 units of beef here to compare side by side by side, and we will determine which is the biggest beef, mine, skin, or Draymond and KD's. Well, maybe we should just fight for second place.
Really, third, since they're both involved.
Yeah. Draymond and KT?
So here's what happened last night in a 121-116 overtime loss to the LA Clippers. The Golden State Warriors melted down on the court for everyone to see. Late in the game is tied, and basically Golden State has a chance to get a shot off to win the game, and Draymond dribbles it the length of the court and gets into the lane on the opposite end and dribbles it off his foot, fumbled, farts it, and turns it over. Meanwhile, the most elite crew of shooting assassins in the history of basketball don't even get a chance to touch the ball.
Right.
So as they go to the bench and they're getting ready to go into overtime, you can see that KD and Draymond are exchanging words. KD is not looking directly at Draymond for most of it. Draymond is looking directly at KT, screaming at him.
Because KD really doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
He wants people to think that he wants it.
He doesn't want
it. But he doesn't really want it.
He doesn't really, really want that. And this basically, you know, it got nasty, and they ended up losing the game. And you can't have guys yelling at each other right there on the bench. And now this is all heightened by the fact that KD is going to be a free agent after this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the game, apparently several teammates argued with Green over his choice in the final minutes to keep that ball and then to yell at Durant. Durant got dressed and was out of the locker room in 7 minutes. He was not there. When the media got there, he was gone.
Gone, gone, gone.
And Draymond was on the phone at his locker, and it was like a morgue in there.
Mm.
And so you've been in a lot of NBA locker rooms after games, but
been in a lot of morgues.
Yeah, you've been in a lot of morgues.
Yeah,
so
visiting old friends.
What's your take on all this?
Well, I think it's a great story, and I understand the hype behind it because it's awesome.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hold on, Shannon. The people that are saying that this is the most tense situation in the Steve Kerr era are forgetting when players had to pull Draymond Green off of Steve Kerr and his bad back where he couldn't even stand up.
Oh, no.
Because Draymond Green was so pissed and at halftime almost kicked his ass. And the reason it got out is because Lisa Salters was standing outside the door and heard all of it. Now, this some people are describing it as such. I thought there was really good perspective from Sean Livingston. It was like, it was kind of heated, but everything's fine. We're all trying to win out here. Because Sean Livingston's seen all of it. And he was the guy, after the finals last year, he was one of the two guys, along with David West, that said, there's some things that could break this whole dynasty up. And that's why people are speculating that KD might go to New York. And KD wanted that ball. Draymond got the rebound. He could have centered it to KD. And basically, one of the three best one-on-one players in the world could take it down and get a shot in transition that he's hit a million times. Draymond Green, meanwhile, is average shooting 24% from three, and none of it's off the dribble. So it's just a bad decision. Draymond hero-balled it.
And in the ESPN article about this, it says, Durant was visibly upset when Green gathered a defensive rebound in the final moments and dribbled the ball up the court before losing control without a shot. Durant was seen clapping his hands in apparent call for the ball.
Right.
After the game, Sean Livingston said, "Nah, man, this is no big deal. It's just team spirit. Guys wanted a different outcome than what happened. Obviously, Dre had the turnover. Guys might have thought they were open or wanted the basketball and didn't get it. Things happen like that in sports, but it was good to see some fire, some emotion.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
Go ahead.
All right, I agree, man. I'd be so bored with the regular season if I was them.
They're now 11-3 after losing that game last night, and they haven't thrown Boogie in the mix yet. And Steph Curry's missed these last few games, so they've just been punishing people. But I want to remind everybody of this when they freak out because DeAndre Jordan bumped Luke out of the way to get a rebound. It's like, take a look at the dynasty. Take a look at the greatest team in sports. They're coming to blows frequently. That is, man, the most amazing thing in sports is just getting all these alphas to go in the same direction. It's amazing to me. Think about the vast majority of your offensive snaps in an NFL game being effective, where there's no penalties, nobody misses a blocking assignment, everybody executes on every single play. You got to get 11 guys to individually do their job. It's amazing to me that people can pull this stuff off. So I totally expect any team that Draymond Green plays for to have guys mad at him during the course of the season. That's just his personality.
All right, that's the end of that beef. Now let's give us some signal to move on to the next beef here, Shippy. There you go. All right, okay. Now let's move to the next beef. Now this is some beef that I had.
Oh, okay.
All right, this is Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd had knee surgery. There were some complications. I was in the ER on Friday. They feared blood clot. I'm fine.
Right.
But I had to stay off of it all weekend. I couldn't even go to Sandler's wedding. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm at least getting to watch Oklahoma City and the Mavericks play.
Oh, okay, good.
And couldn't go to the game, but I was going to watch it on TV, an award-winning broadcast. Fox Sports Southwest does a lot of cool things on Saturday games, bigger post-game, pre-game shows and stuff.
We're going to tease ahead right here, Ben, to 520, where you're going to hear some incredible audio from that broadcast.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Well, I sit down and watch the game. All of a sudden, all of my 4K TVs, still don't know why I needed 4K TVs, but all my 4K TVs go out. And they say, I get a message from DirecTV that says, your TV does not support this program's content protection.
What?
Replacing the TV's HDMI cable with component cables will allow you to view the program.
You need to replace some cables in the middle of your Saturday night?
Do you realize what a component cable is? That's like saying, I'm sorry, your laptop does not support streaming movies. You need to download a VHS player. It's like, dude, you're a dinosaur. A component cable? What the hell are we talking about? It's like a $10,000 4K television or some crap. It's like, you're making me, what are you trying to tell me here?
But why now? Was it a brand new TV?
No.
So just out of the blue, don't like this HDMI cable.
So I call DirecTV and they're like, yeah, you got some bad cables. I was like, what? I've been using these cables for 3 years. They're like, yeah, but on that TV, they must have just gone bad. They went bad on all my TVs?
Simultaneously?
Yes. It was such crap, so I couldn't watch the Mavs.
Who'd you yell at?
I yelled at DirecTV.
What did he say?
Oh, my God. I got into him, and it was so much fun. And then they said, hey, listen, we're going to get somebody to come out to your house on Sunday. Now, here's what you can choose, between 8 a.m. and noon or noon to 4.
Oh, man.
Which one would you like? I was like, you're giving me a four-hour window?
Right.
Why don't you call me when you know which four-hour window, and I'll give you 2 hours within that window.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, no, that's not how it works. So they came. They were at my door at 8:01 a.m. on Sunday.
God. That's actually nice. That's a victory for you.
That sucked for me. I would have liked to have slept till about 11.
Right.
Yeah.
And you usually get up and watch all of the pregame shows on
every
channel.
I would need it by noon for sure.
And so the guy comes in. He hits one button, and we're good. One button. They couldn't tell me that over the phone?
What was the button that he
hit? Just some button.
I don't think so.
I think one of your kids pranked you and pulled out the cables just a little bit.
No, he just hit a button. He just hit a button.
He hit a button and it replaced all the cables?
That's my beef. Let's transition now to Skins beef.
All right, Ben. I think we're in a room right now with a bunch of guys in their 20s. Nero looks like he's in his 20s. Our buddy Nero's here. So what is one of the worst things? I think you'll probably get to it pretty quick. What's one of the worst things that can happen to a 47, 48-year-old man who's dressed nicely?
I think a heart attack.
Had that.
Wow.
A guy wearing a suit.
Oh, one of the worst things that can happen to a guy wearing
a
suit?
An old guy wearing a suit.
Having to walk a long way?
Oh, he nailed it on the first try.
Really?
When you get to our age, if you wear the quote-unquote dress shoes, the longer you're wearing those, you'll just start to feel like you need surgery on both ankles, both knees, and your feet to be reconstructed.
Yes.
So like when I wear a suit to go to the Mav game, I'm wearing sneakers until the very end. I'm putting on those shoes as I get into the and leave the parking lot, okay? So Saturday night, we had Mavs and Thunder, and it was an 8 o'clock tip. It was later than normal. Down the street at the Ritz-Carlton was Sandler's wedding reception, which I told him I'll get to it as soon as I can. He knows the drill, though. He works in sports, right? So I had to do the game and post-game show. And then as I'm walking out, I'm getting my Uber, all right? So I can Uber 7 minutes away to the Ritz-Carlton. So I'm calling, and I timed out with my wife. My wife didn't want to go to a wedding by herself, so she times out to leave a friend's house and show up there, supposedly at the time I'm going to get there. So I'd just been at the AAC on Wednesday night to see 21 Pilots with my daughter and my family. And we Ubered out of there, and there's an Uber drop zone, right? You Uber, and they pick you up there. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly where it is. So I'm walking to the Uber drop zone, and the guy calls me that I've Ubered and goes, "Yeah, where am I picking you up?" And I go, "In the Uber drop zone." "Yeah, I can't get over there." "Like, what do you mean you can't get over there? I'm looking out the window and I see all these Ubers. What are you talking about? The police, it's blocked off. They won't let me get over there."
The big construction.
I was like, "All right, yeah. Well, where are you?" "I'm at the 7-Eleven."
Okay.
It's like 7-Eleven by the AAC?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's where an is easy that spot? Yeah.
It's over by, it's across the street from WFAA.
Yeah. Right.
I'm on the north side of the arena. Okay.
You should have
been
this on
is
side
on the far south side. No, I went to the Uber drop zone, not the frickin' 7-Eleven.
But there was construction.
It doesn't matter. I was just picked up there 2 frickin' days ago.
Yeah, there was a big construction project over the weekend, though.
All right. So what do I do? All right. I'm trying to get there fast. I was like, "All right, where are you?" So I start walking frantically over there, and it is a long walk, and my ankles are being ground down to a nub as I'm quick walking in old man shoes, and it hurts like hell. Then I walk out onto Victory Plaza, right? I've done like, what is this, 4 minutes of fast walking in these shoes, and I start going, "Okay, I think I know where it is." So I call him back. He goes, "I can't get to you." I go, "Dude, hang on. I'm coming over to where you are. I'll be there in 2 minutes." "Okay, but what I'm saying is I can't get to you." I get to the corner across from 7-Eleven. I can see it with my freaking old man eyes. I look down. He hangs up, and it says trip canceled.
Oh, dude. Meanwhile, you have Kurt Schilling socks.
But your socks blood are bleeding. The blood is all over my ankles, my knees, my crotch, my butt. Oh, there's blood everywhere.
So
I push down a homeless guy, and I grab his crutch, and I go across the street where there's a bunch of Uber guys, and I did the logical thing to do when you're pissed off. "Which one of you a-holes just canceled my trip?"
Oh, no.
"I know it was one of you guys. Is it you? Are you the guy that made me walk here?" And this guy, "Please, sir, please calm down. Please, sir, please calm down." "No, I want to know who's the guy that canceled my trip when I got here. I just walked. An old man, do you see this blood? Do you see the pain I'm in? See how freaking old I am? Do you see all the gray in my beard?"
Was it that guy?
"This is not optimal for me."
Was it that guy?
I think it was. I think it was, but I can't prove it because when they cancel the trip, the thing goes away.
What is your Uber rating? Did he get a chance to rate you? Or
this guy allowed me to give him cash to take me to the Ritz-Carlton.
That same guy?
This guy did. I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but he asked me several times to calm down because the police were nearby.
Oh!
And then he gets in, then he gets into this, then he gets into this whole thing about,
"I can't wait to cover up a murder."
Shut up, me. And then we get into this whole thing where it's very difficult to be an Uber driver. And I'm like, "All right, man, that's fine. Thank you for doing me this favor. I really appreciate it." And I get a little bit of his backstory, whatever. But then I wake up the next morning, I got an email. Uber charged me $5 for a canceled trip.
Yeah. Oh, did he get to rank you? Here's what I want to know.
Yeah. You want to do our Uber rankings right now?
Yeah, I want to do our Uber ratings. I want to see, because I've been working hard on mine.
I don't even use Uber. I use Lyft.
Everyone should. And we should know.
Jimmy, well, can you share why?
Yeah, we were on our way to the Bulls-Mavs game a couple weeks ago, and Ben was getting out of the Uber, and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm going to give you 5 stars. If you could just return the favor, I'm trying. Like, I do this radio show, and we're very competitive with our Uber ratings.
Sure." He's Larry David.
Guys, I'm all the way up to a 4.87.
Wow.
Where are you at, Chippy?
I'm a 4.89.
Where are you at? Oh, no!
Where are you at, KT?
Yeah, my app won't even load mine. I don't use Uber anymore.
You got a 4.6.
I use Lyft.
All right, tough guys. I walked up to a stand of Uber people and accused all of them of effing me over, and I'm here with a 4.96.
No!
Y'all can suck it. Uber, you can suck it. AAC can suck it. 21 Pilots can suck it. Russell Westbrook can suck it. And you, Uber, can suck it.
All right, there it is around the
beach. Did you get a Slurpee?
No, God, they're so delicious. Aren't
it's a great wins. Question. Yeah, that's not a good question, Roy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.